The photo. The list of known associates came as the two unmarked cars pulled up in front of the club. The list contained all the victims of Detective Rogers and the names of another five underworld characters. Damien noticed that one of those names operated out of the orphanage where he grew up. Anderson took that name first, and the pair headed away from the club after briefing the two sets of officers. The orphanage had closed down 3 years ago. Lack of funding had meant that all the staff and children had to move into some of the larger places outside the city. The orphanage had become a derelict building, eventually home to the homeless and squatters, an area avoided by patrolling police due to the highly dangerous element. But recently it had been taken over by some respectable businessmen. In other words, it had become home to the mob gangsters and other lowlifes who stayed visibly just this side of the law. Pulling up outside the orphanage, Damien felt a shiver go down his spine. Damien hadn't enjoyed his time here and had sworn never to go back. Five men were smoking outside, all dressed in suits, and all just the wrong side of shady. Anderson had told him that the police had tried to take this group down, but somehow they always seemed to get away. They knew there were police on their payroll, but nothing could ever be proven. Lawyers seemed to orbit the members of this new social club, quoting every legal loophole and threatening litigation every time the police got close. As Anderson got to the front steps, the group formed a blockade in front of the doors. As they approached, the last man tapped on the window. After a few seconds, a short, wide man came through the doors. The man wore a plain black suit, his shirt and tie a deep purple. The man walked confidently. Definitely the leader of this group. What can I do for you, gentlemen? This club is members only, I'm afraid. The man spoke with a light European accent, diluted by his time in the UK. Anderson once again took the lead. I need to ask you a few questions about Detective Rogers. He was found dead yesterday, and your name came up on his list of associates, Mr. Young. Derek Young had set up in the town 7 years ago, an old school gangster whom the police tended to ignore, as he usually stuck just inside of the law. He believed in the original principles of the mob. Law enforcement where the police left off. It was clear to any beat cop that he knew how to control the narcotics in the town. His men were very loyal, and he even paid his taxes. It was as if he had learned from the common mistakes made by past members of the mafia. He had improved on the franchise and brought it into the 21st century. People who broke his rules were never heard from again. Those who abided were left alone. Young looked the two men over. Come on in, gentlemen. I think we need to talk. As law-abiding citizens, we're always happy to help our friends in the police. Proceeding inside, they came to a long hallway. Pictures of celebrities and well-known figures adorned the wall. The building looked rich, and everything inside screamed of elegance. The main office was much the same. A large oak desk, ornately carved, paintings on the wall, and one smaller picture facing away from them on Young's desk. You're here in regards to Detective Rogers. We knew him, of course. He was muscling in on some of the businesses belonging to myself and some of my members. We had words a few weeks ago. Did not end pleasantly. Detective Rogers attacked three of our members. After that, he was banned from the club. Mr. Young finished, his eyes not leaving Damien's face for even a moment. So Rogers was causing trouble for you. You know anyone who would go so far as to kill him? Anderson asked, keeping his eyes on Young's face and those of his guards. Many people wanted him dead, Mr. Anderson. He was on the back of almost every business and restaurant on this side of town. Wanting something and doing it are two different things. Do you know anyone good with poisons, Mr. Young? This time it was Damien who spoke up. Young laughed. I was beginning to worry you didn't have a voice. No, I don't, I'm afraid, young man, he answered quickly, brushing the question aside. Let me ask you something, though. Do you know this woman? Young turned round the photo on his desk. Immediately, Damien flashed back to his dream. It was the face of his mother. She was young in the photo, holding a flower basket, but it was definitely the same woman. Damien nearly collapsed in his chair. He was only a baby when his mother died, so how could he remember that? Anderson looked over at Damien in concern. Are you all right, Damien? You feeling okay? Damien sat up. That's my mother. How come you have a picture of her? I've been looking for anything, any picture or information all my life. Young cradled the picture for a moment. She was my wife. A rival gang was shooting uptown at the time. She didn't want her to be raised in that world and was taking you away. The gang caught up with her near the river. They gunned her down. I thought the baby went in with her. Damien stood up as he realized this. So that means, you're my father. The man who modernized the mob is my old man. The goons on either side chose this moment to exit, as did Anderson. The goons and the detective both realizing this would be a good moment to give their colleagues some privacy.